At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Mike, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're not doing as well as Mitchell Parker was on the bump last night. I mean, what an awesome outing by him. 8 innings pitched, allows just 1 hit, 2 walks, fans, 4 Orioles batters. His ERA is at a sparkling 1.39. I mean, were you just blown away by what he was doing last night on the mound?
Yeah, he's been a very consistent pitcher for us the last year and a half since we brought him up. And, he had everything working last night. He was pounding the strike zone and kept the batters off balance and, kept the ball off the barrel of the bat. And that's the secret to his success.
What's his background? Did he play college ball? Did you guys draft him right out of high school?
San Jacinto, it looks like. Junior college.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's a New Mexico kid that we drafted out of junior college in San Jacinto in the 5th round, which was that year. Remember, that was the last round in that draft because of COVID. Mm. We took him in the 5th round, and, development did a great job of him, Sammy Niren and those guys down in the minor leagues. Because he was a guy that had a really good arm, but scattered his fastball and didn't pitch with much command or feel because he was pretty raw off the mound. So those guys did a great job with him in the minor leagues, and to his credit, he just worked really hard to harness his stuff and throw strikes, which is his key and to his success. And he pounds the strike zone with four quality pitches and lets the defense work behind him. He doesn't go into too many deep counts, and he's been very efficient with his pitch counts, which allows him to get deeper into games.
Yeah, I was going to say you rarely see guys go 8 innings anymore. I mean, going 8 innings, I mean, usually guys go 6. So for a guy to throw less than 100 pitches and go 8, man, he was on point last night.
Yeah, he was really filling up the zone for sure.
And Mike, in your scouting career, how many of the 50 United States have you visited on scouting trips?
I would think all of them. I haven't made a map of it, but I would imagine, in 25 years as a scout, and then kind of doing it as an executive, I've probably been to every place they play baseball in the world. I've probably been to. My wife gets on me a little bit because Europe and those type of things, not so much, but Guatemala and Colombia, yes, many times. So
you've been to Alaska on a scouting trip?
Oh yeah, oh yes. That Alaska Summer League is back in the day was a very important place to scout college players in the summer. So we've done that. I've been to Australia several times. Obviously, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, all the Latin American countries, obviously, and except for Cuba. I've never been to Cuba.
So last night, the Orioles starting pitching has been really bad so far this year. I mean, they've had some injuries, but their starting pitching is worse than the league. And you guys took advantage of it. Your top four hitters, I believe, had nine hits, including three up top with Woody and on bobblehead night. So I was texting his dad. His dad, they kept showing his dad on camera on Masson. But talk about James Wood. Talk about Garcia's really good. Ruiz was on point last night.
Dylan Cruz on a heater.
Dylan Cruz hitting a bomb. So you guys were swinging the bats really good last night.
Yeah, good plan of attack against Kramer, and we got balls in the zone and didn't chase many pitches, which is kind of has been our Achilles heel. When we're bad offensively, we chase out of the zone too much, and we got balls in the zone and barreled them up last night. It was a good plan of attack, and Lowe got us going. He got a hanging slider and deposited him in the outfield, and Wood has been great for us, obviously. Lowe's been contributing, consistently for us. Starting to get Cruz on track, and his last eight or so games has been what we think he should be. And he's been a slow starter. Every rung in the minor leagues, he starts slow and kind of figures out a league and does well. So I think that we're all very hopeful that this is just another part of his development, where start a little slow, starting to get a feel for it. Pitchers made an adjustment to him. He's starting to make adjustments to them. And they did a few mechanical tweaks with his swing, got him a little bit more upright. And I think he feels a lot better in the box. And they're getting gold glove defense from him in center and in right. And he's a great base runner, and he's just a good baseball player. So excited to see him. Tana came up and he's going to get an opportunity to play against some right-handed pitching and took advantage of that and got a couple of hits to the opposite field. And we played good defense and threw strikes, played good defense and got some big hits and some tack on runs, which is important against a good team to tack on. And we did that.
Mike, you mentioned Cruz's base running. Pretty impressive. He leads the Nats right now with six stolen bases, despite his on-base percentage being relatively low. So that has to be something that's encouraging.
Yeah, he's a really cerebral player. He knows how to play the game. He steals bases, but he's a great base runner. He's a good base stealer and a great base runner. He's the guy that goes first to third and second to home easily, and really doesn't. He's one of our guys that really doesn't need coaching on the bases because he's such a smart heads up base runner. So he's just a good baseball player all around, a guy that we're just seeing him scratch the surface of what he can be.
Now, Riz, I know you've been around for everything. I mean, you've seen every possible scenario in every game. But I wanted to ask you, just going back to the series in Denver and Colorado, in the first game, of course, the first game was snowed out, which is kind of nuts. But the first game of the doubleheader, or I'm sorry, it wasn't a doubleheader on Sunday, but the first game of the series on Saturday.
12-11 game?
Yeah. How are you feeling up 12-2 in the seventh? Go to the bottom of the seventh. You start bringing in some relievers. How are you feeling watching that seventh inning? I bet you're banging your head against the wall.
I've been there before. We went through it in 17 and in 15. So we've been through it before. And when you get a bullpen of new guys and trying to figure out roles and leverage situations and that type of thing, it's the early returns sometimes are ugly and the key for us is in the bullpen is, you got to throw the ball over the plate. It's that simple. This is the major leagues. If you can't throw two pitches, over the plate, and Bob Boone used to always tell me, he goes, if you can't hit a pizza pan with two pitches, you don't belong in the big leagues. And I think that goes, you know, it goes deep into, what we're trying to do here is, you can see Carl Henry comes in the game, pounds the strike zone, gets two quick outs and extinguishes, a situation. So, you know, throw the ball over the plate, pound the zone, trust your stuff. And you know, if, you know, you belong in the big leagues, you'll have success and get guys out. So, but yeah, those games are, you know, they're closer than they should be, and it forces David to go to, his leverage relievers when you should not have to use your leverage relievers, for the games that are following. We got a doubleheader the next day. So, yeah, it's, every man is important. Even though you're not pitching leverage situations or that type of thing, yeah, you have a job to do. And, you know, what we say is everybody's a closer. You close the inning you're supposed to pitch, and, that's the secret. And we have to find a way, guys' stuff is fine. You know, you look at the radar gun, the velocity is there, the pitch shape is there, and that type of thing is you have to trust the stuff to get it, to throw it over the plate and get guys out.
Right. Hey, I wanted to ask you about McKenzie because – and I know you and I talked a lot last year about this, but I mean, his numbers are really, really good in my opinion so far. He's had two 13K starts. He's got 45 strikeouts and 29 innings pitched.
We started out on fire last year,
yeah.
If I remember correctly.
He's only had one really bad start, a dicey start, and that was the game in Miami where he just got hit up a little bit. But in all of these other starts, he's not walking guys. He's striking out guys. He's keeping you guys in games. He's beat some good teams, beat the Dodgers. So talk about McKenzie in particular as compared to last year, because I know last year you said, you know what, he just has to throw strikes. He was walking too many guys last year. His velocity was good. But talk about what you think he worked on in the offseason. Is it a confidence thing, or did he work on something where he's just adjusted to it?
I think there's no lack of confidence with McKenzie Gore. He, okay. He's got electric stuff. He knows he's got electric stuff. He thinks he's pretty damn good, which he is. And I think it's a case of when your stuff is that good, he's got elite rotation on his breaking pitches. He's got a elite movement to a very good fastball, and his development of a good changeup is there. He's extremely athletic on the mound. All those things, point to, being an elite starting pitcher. And what takes you from a good starting pitcher to an elite starting pitcher is figuring out how to stay into the game, into the seventh inning. And a lot of that has to do with, you have to be efficient with your pitches. And, Max Scherzer used to tell me his goal, his goal was always to finish the inning with 15 pitches or less. Mm-hmm. And that's a goal that McKenzie has to have to, the next step in his development is to take that elite stuff. He likes to strike out guys. He's got strikeout stuff, and take that stuff into the seventh inning with him. And once he does that, then he ascends to, being this, elite stuff guy to the guy who, who is an elite, major league starter.
Right.
And I think that's what you're seeing with his evolution.
You want to give us an update on CJ?
Yeah, CJ played last night 6 innings, I believe. He was 0 for 1 with 2 walks. He played shortstop,
okay.
Got a couple of balls there, and he'll play there tonight also. And then we'll probably make a decision and see how he feels. If he feels he needs another game or two to be on his feet, then we'll adjust from there. But he's close to being back with us.
All right, we'll get him back soon.
And we need him. That'd be great.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right, man.
Mike, thanks as always, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pleasure, fellas.
Yep. Thank you, buddy. That's Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.